I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian Kurds may have disappeared from most headlines, but that doesn't mean their crisis is over. It still isn't safe, but some Kurds are heading back to Syria, a few hundred at a time. Others are holding out in Lebanon, home of Horizons International. Through an interpreter, Horizons Kurdish director Nihad says many Kurds arrive needing help. As believers care for Kurdish refugees, they share the saving truth of Christ.
Before, there were a lot that would resist the gospel, but now not as much. They're seeing the genocide that Turkey is doing and all of that in the name of Islam. They're seeing a big difference between the Muslims and the Christians, how they treat the Kurds.
You can help train Kurdish church planners through Horizons, and we'll show you how at missionnews.org. And Crossroads Prison Ministries is excited to announce the new partnership with Alpha for Prisons USA and International. It makes sense considering their shared passion for leading incarcerated men and women to Jesus. Lisa Blystra with Crossroads says Alpha focuses on more introductory faith questions for new believers, while Crossroads specializes in long-term mentorship.
When they finish the courses that Alpha has to offer, they will be invited to pursue a further exploration of their faith through the long-term discipleship that Crossroads offers. And then Crossroads will likewise promote Alpha to our respective key audiences and stakeholders.
Please pray
that we would see an uprising of people in the church really responding to the call to care for the prisoner.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.